use as secondary gifts for.
That's a good idea. We should buy a few.
For you.
For me, so that somebody comes in like, you know, it might be a little expensive, it might be a nice gift. Can we pick a list of songs or?
Yes, they have a list of songs that they have.
This is just a mock-up. but they're really good, good songs.
Yeah, but they kind of made this one just to show that you could pick songs
well,
you want to hear.
It's a typical American. Well, I don't, but that's got other kinds of
that's got other kinds
of
yeah,
got
but it's
problem.
Not, well, they, you know, they mean it that way.
Like
yeah. But it's a handsome band. That blue would go with any song in any room.
It's great. But you can do it. You can do it in a dark brown leather. You know, I prefer the blue. Mitchell, Henry is a disability, but I wonder if you want to talk first. he is with his senior recognition and all the rest, and with his employee lack of understanding of the political situation, pushing things in such a way that we made it an election issue unnecessarily.
Yeah.
We could have just kept right ahead.
It made it a
piece of honor and continue to hold open the possibility that we could want to. Yeah. say you call me back by noon today, what he suggested we do is set up a meeting today, set up today for a meeting of you with Dole on Tuesday, so that Dole knows it now, then let him get that locked over the weekend. He doesn't think there'll be any problem. And maybe even if you tell him that he's got to get his own horse back in the traces here, the fellow that's been flat around
here. Yeah, yeah.
So you got that special stand,
right?
And Connor was a good guy that you quit putting Dole in the position, and Dole's going to have to back out.
Right.
He understands that.
Okay.
He says he doesn't think there's any problem. He said it's very clear around the country that the Senate, through all segments of the party, is for the change. And he thinks Dole should know he's got a meeting with you, but he thinks it would be infinitely better and thinks it will not be difficult to do. Now, for Dole to come into that meeting saying to you, Mr. President, I believe that, you're still a full-time chairman.
That's right.
I want Dole to recommend it.
Right.
Okay. Now, if he can't do that, then he says, then you got to go to showdown and come in, and you've got to tell Dole that you're going to have a full-time chairman.
That's what I intend to do.
But it would be much better to do it the other way for Dole, for you, and for the party.
I'm going to tell Dole.
But John's going to tell him ahead of time, and that's,
you know, speaking of politics, I had to rewrite a letter that mentioned somebody in there, you know, I had told him, of course, that I would support him in the proper time whenever he decided to run for election. And obviously, I mean, he didn't put in his letter, if you go back to California, whatever, if you decide to run for office either in Sacramento or in Washington, D.C., you'll have my support. You know, that's the most stupid goddamn thing I ever heard. I suddenly said, you have my best wishes for anything you undertake, so I hope you stay in government. You know, because we need you. But you see, what does it matter with Bob? You know, I think he's his own worst enemy here, Bob. Really. You know, that would kill him. It would give the Reaganites and Iran an opportunity right at the outset that he leaves that, and the president is endorsing him for either of two offices. God, that means I'll make up his mind first. See what he can. And I got to go to our son in there. So, anyway, so much for that. Mitch, do you have any other kinds of news?
No, he's considering looking good. Hanging in.
I said, talk about, I thought that what ought to happen, I've been doing some more thinking about the water and so forth. Why the hell would you get Mitchell John or you, Dean, and sit down and trash the damn thing.
Although Dean and I are going to do that right now, let us do it one round first before we get into it.
Here's what I would like to do with him, Ray Dean, in my conversation. Well, I'm trying to get John to come in so he can hear this time. But no, that's what he's been here. I think what needs to be done. I know everybody says we've got to protect this one and that and the other one. The main thing we've got to protect is the presidency. And on that, we need a simple, clear statement. And we need it early, which simply says again what we've already said by the dean and report to the president. Pursuant to your request, I have just started the so-called Watergate episode. And I have found that there is no present member of the White House staff who had knowledge of or was involved in the Watergate matter. You see, I have said that publicly, and I wanted to say it again. Then I think you should go on to say, I have also found that he ought to use the opportunity to clear stands. And Mitchell, you know what I mean, to say that they were not involved. As far as your campaign committee, they're not counting. They're because of the you should say they're going on, especially about that I have been in my investigation indicates that I did at least stands. I mean, maybe you could get that out of the way. So that we say the Secretary of State and their knowledge and the true and then the Attorney General Mitchell, the former Attorney General Mitchell. Don't go any further. anything, they should say that maybe that statement has to come a little later. But it should be one. I mean, when all the business about there's jobs that letting it all hang out, that's fine, some sort of a piece. But in the end, there may not be that flat categorical statement. And I think it's going to come from Dean that I have conducted an investigation pursuant to your direction. I have found that. And then maybe he just takes everything. He names names. That the implications, for example, they should pick them up. That Mr. Holland was involved, untrue. Mr. Colson was involved, untrue. As far as Mr. Cable was concerned, he recommended and so forth, but did not have knowledge or whatever you want to say. I think that kind of a statement is needed from the standpoint of the presidency. Now, I don't want to do anything that will harm other individuals if we can avoid it, but you see, unless you get a very simple statement of that sort of out, that's the kind of thing, you see, that that we stand on. And Ziegler says there is a statement that we stand on. And now John Irvin, you probably will be, and Dean is a lawyer, will let it all come out in depth, and it will be clear that the president is not at all. They're not doing. This is a public relations exercise as much as anything else. Dean has got to report that pursuant to my direction, he has conducted a thoroughgoing investigation of this and has found that. So forth. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, to draw the conclusion. There was no White House. He just says it.
Right.
The White House was not involved. No member of the White House was. White House staff approved of these activities. He could say it. He said it before you. Well, he said that I was taken categorically, Mr. Chapin, at the request of a campaign committee or whatever it was, recommended Segretti to the job, or, you know, or suggested a name be considered. You say, I guess they say you recruited him, or I say that. I don't like that word.
You know, right. Say you're good.
So he recommended for the position to be considered among others. Position of conducting campaign activities and so forth and so on. And but that there is no evidence, whatever, indicating that he directed his activities. Can you say acknowledging his activities?
No, he did have no.
He didn't direct me.
No. Really? That's where you get into some shady ground. You can argue that.
Well, yes, the question of what
you're doing. That depends. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. This is what Segretti says.
That on the Chapin one, maybe we just got to hedge that. And maybe by the time we make this statement, we can have the Chapin thing worked out. So now he's not here. One thing that occurred to me is what are our plans? What can we do for Jacob? Is it strong? Or is that necessary?
Yes, strong is good.
Because he's aware.
Well, he was involved in the
starting thing.
He wasn't as involved as Jacob. He was cut off. He was not
contacted with Jacob. Let me ask you what. This was in the primary period.
Although I guess, I don't think Segretti did. I don't know what he did in the election. I don't know what he went on.
And by the way,
we're going to the convention or not.
Well, what is your view about Jacob? What we could do to help him save his face and so forth? Because we've got to do something there.
Well, I think he's got to move out.
No question about that.
And, I mean, out of government. I don't think he should just move out of the White House. I think if he stays around somewhere else, he's got a problem and no rationale.
And he can't. I was thinking even that maybe we could have to go to the foundation, but
no.
That's too tied into me again.
No, I don't know whether they would want to. I know where he'd like to go, and I think where they'd like to have him is a Marriott on this stuff, you know, these new things that they're doing. that's what Jacob, that's what he's interested in doing when he gets out of here anyway.
We'll work on it. About Strong, certainly.
And see, then
Strong.
Strong.
He's a very good man.
Well, because he's much younger than, or somewhat younger than Dwight.
But we've got to clean the skirts, you know. But the main thing, the thing that early when I talked to him about earlier that he does not understand, does not get through, is the need. You're saying the legal term, because I normally did, and that's what I thought when I talked to him earlier. There needs to be a clear cut categorical statement from Dean with regard to the president, a report to the president, and just saying bluntly, this man was not involved, this man was, and he is what? Yes, it's got to be on Watergate, and it's got to be on the spread. And so see what in your conversation, after you've gone through everything, what Dean can do on that at a very early date.
Well, this will be good. The other side.
Good.
Next few days. And I wouldn't do the whole cabin. I'd do one. You got a hell of a lot of good stories. And they interrelate in different ways.
But each of them come out.
You got one where you do Action, Weinberger, and Richardson, and Laird, and Rogers. It all ties together. It's a merry-go-round that ends up at closed end. You got another that's Schultz in the economic division, whatever, you know, sign and so on. You got another that's the new Commerce Secretary and Peterson to Europe and Kennedy out. Get rid of Rumsfeld on that one. Labor, I put as totally let it ride all by itself.
Yeah.
But after you've done a few of these others, then you got HUD.
Yeah, so that would be Colson working with that Connor, right? Let it go or not.
Yeah, we'll know this afternoon. Just work out on this afternoon. HUD, Romney, Martin, Findings, Butts, you know,
right.
The other things. And maybe the UN,
but you have to do
my subsidiaries and other things. Put him up like, and the Schultz,
I guess you're right. I think maybe we might as well keep in the news for a few days.
Well, that's it. Why lock the whole thing?
That's right.
And
you're right about that.
I mean, what's my name? John is saying it was spectacular.
Yeah, but I really said it was, you know, John, we had a spectacular.
Well, the other thing is the question of Camp David or not. Instead of talking to Connie today, he said, boy, I feel it on Clemens.
Okay.
You know, right down. I said, I just buttered him up all the way on that about how you had said afterwards, God damn it, why can't I get people like that in here instead of the people you keep bringing in? You know, what he said. He laughed. He said, well, he's a hell of a guy. So, the president gave him money. I said, that two of them got along very well. It's obvious, you know, he's the president's kind of guy, and he's going to be damn good in that spot. And this is a great find. I just poured it all on. And I said, he gave him a hell of a charge. He said, oh, Jesus, I hope not, because he said, don't give that guy a charge. He goes without even touching him. So, I said, well, that'll all work out. And I covered the Richardson thing so that, you know, he understands how it fits together. He's a lot of things. That's one that he asked about the state. I told him we're putting Russia in as an under. Because I had to confirm that. I said, that was probably the plan. I said, that is going to go. Russia's going to go over there, and that keeps having flexible. Rush understands that. I told him that he's to cover, and I said, talk about Casey. Casey's going in as the guy that let the blood, and Rush is to be the cover for him, and the blood substantive stuff, and all that, and that we're going to start right away on the changes. And I said, Casey is just, you know, loaded for bear, just like Clemens is over in defense. Good. So he thought that was great. He had a couple of things he wanted to go over with me. He does want to see you next week sometime. The Russian gas deal.
Sorry.
Which he said he mentioned to you, and he's got some information on it. And sometime later, but I'd like to go up and see him. Lady Bird wants to be sure we don't shake Hartsock out of the Park Service, because he's a very able, non-political guy. I didn't say anything. Charlie said, I said, no. I just listen. I just wrote it, and they're going to have, you know, we're not going to take her word on it.
No, sir. No.
Oh, good Lord. They didn't keep any bar people. We don't know the Lady Bird.
Anybody who can argue.
He's going to handle the Hartsock as lawyer.
That's what's happening.
Of course. B.K. Johnson.
Yeah, you asked him because he's going to cover that.
He said he'll be a hell of a guy for you.
Right.
He's good. He's with that. Then I said, how does this all look to you now as we're going along? How do we look from the outside? He said, exactly where you want to look. And he said, stay at Camp David and finish the thing out. Run your cycle.
Well, I heard when I go to Camp David again, I'm tomorrow night.
And
I agree with that.
Running
the announcements from up there, then.
I wouldn't think so. But just let it run, baby. And you don't have to have the people there.
That's right.
Just put out their bios and all that, and then we, you know, we got to coordinate and everything, which we'll do.
And trust
we'll get to the guy at his home, and that's better. Let him get to Bill Clinton, Santa, Texas, already on his doorstep.
Do I have
heard that? I'm not even sure that I have to go out and respond to the press at all, maybe. Well, I'm not sure you do either, but I think you might want to lay the groundwork for what's coming.
I'm going to say, gentlemen, that the cabinet will start in the cabinet tomorrow. I want you to know about my general philosophy and what I've been doing.
Right.
I'll just talk to them in a quiet, off-direct
right.
way and so forth and so
forth. Maybe take, I mean, just a little questions from the jackets and stuff.
Okay.
That's not bad if you don't mind. There you go. Some people you have to see, like
save us if we can get, you know, get a seat. And some of these undersecretaries can handle it if we're going to bow him in there. And then if we do the Scally deal, you said you wanted to see Tommy the Clark. I don't know if you want to offer him. Well, that's for the future. That was what I thought.
Yes.
But it's like, I got to get away from the nicknames because the sketches are terribly heavy now. I've got a lot of other names on my mind. Yes, assholes, but I've got, okay, we can do it. Said, I won't see any other undersecretaries. Well, I'm going to let Erwin do those. Assignment and Treasury, I think, maybe you might want to see. All right. Well, he's a hell of a guy, and that's a big move. But when I say no letters, I mean, I've been around, I can't go down the line. Because you already got that secretary, that resistant secretary.
That's right.
The only ones you might see of undersecretaries are the ones that are the undersecretaries to the counselors, because they're the undersecretary is basically the principal guy. And so, okay, well, we were going to plan on that. Yeah. Well, looking at your cabinet, the way that comes out, assuming we get rid of. I'm inclined to think you should not go with Mallard on transportation. Because, the first place you got an all Ivy League captain, except for Brennan. Davis already, and Davis.
Right.
And Bucks.
Right.
And Lynn was Eagleburg College in Ohio or someplace, undergraduate, so he was Harvard graduate. But you got a lot of Harvard graduate. You got Richardson at Harvard Law, Harvard Law, Weinberger at Harvard Law, Lynn at Harvard Law. That'd be better not take Lynn. Ash at Harvard MBA.
Yeah,
but Lynn's Ohio, Scandinavian. He's 46. He's going to be the youngest guy you have. He's the only one in his 40s. And all the rest are in their 50s. Except
somebody kicks in Lynn was in his 50s.
No, wrong, was it? No, sir. No, no. Right. What I said, no, I said Lynn is older than Peterson. Peterson's 45 and Lynn is 46.
Okay. All right, good.
But,
all right, where are you going? I'm going to Kansas or Midwest or...
Well, I think we ought to try. Now, these are, state-wise, you're not too bad. You got to say, you got to
use Schultz is not hard in East Chicago.
That's right.
So you got a few in there, but... Go out to the west, get me somebody out of the
middle. Now, Schultz is Princeton.
Undergraduate.
Princeton undergraduate, MIT graduate.
Right. Anyway, let's get out of there. I agree.
Well, Buzz is Purdue, Davis is
Mallard, too. That's all there is to it.
Brandon is City, Ballard, hate to lose him, but that's a. Rogers is Colgate, Cornell, at least he's not hard.
That's right. Let's get out of here. Where else?
Does he go? You've got New York, Massachusetts, Arizona, Illinois, California, Ohio, Indiana, North Carolina, Maryland, and another New York with Brent. So you got two New Yorks.
That's all right.
And if you put Count Ash in the cabinet, you got two Californians.
What's Ash? You count Harvard?
Harvard, MBA, yeah.
Go ahead. Who do you have in mind?
I don't know. That's
right. I agree. I can't take Malachi. I just don't want that much of a Harvard orientation.
That's kind of thing.
No, I don't really think it. I know it. Those bastards to hell with them. I think for transportation, get me a gutsy guy. There's a Frenchman, the former head of the Europe Yards and Docks in Africa, who's just mentioned by Colby here today. Girl, probably thumbs down, but I don't think it makes a hell of a lot of difference who's in there anyway. You know what I mean? But, I told her, I just don't feel comfortable with putting, much as I might be something about putting on a mortar. But I don't know, I'm discussing one or the other. Maybe if you want to do something about it, I would love to.
Okay, not as your secretary, I'd rather do it. No, sir, that wasn't his view. His view was just that because he deals well with Martin.
But I think you got to, you know, that Martin has some kind of relationship. You know, he needs somebody that is more directly to us.
Sergeant. sound of the ocean. The thing that's wrong with Kip, too, is although he's loyal to you, his first loyalty, his immediate loyalty, is to Morton. Now he's been under Morton for so long.
Right.
concerned about that. Want to pay it off somehow, you can call this afternoon and run by the place and look at it.
No,
just so you get a...
Left there, we see it. I don't want to. I want this is next.